Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in the book of Mark. As I've said before, you're going to hear the word immediately a lot. It's like they ran from here to there to there to there. It's super exciting. Today we're reading Mark 7 verses 1 through 23 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes gathered together to Jesus, having come from Jerusalem. Now that when they saw some of his disciples eating bread with defiled, that is, unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews don't eat unless they wash their hands and forearms, holding to the tradition of the elders. They don't eat when they come from the marketplace unless they bathe themselves. And there are many other things which they have received to hold to, the washings of cups, pitchers, bronze vessels, and couches. The Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with unwashed hands?" He answered them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But they worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" From Isaiah 29, 13. "For you set aside the commandment of God and hold tightly to the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and you do many other such things." He said to them, "Full well do you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,'" from Exodus 20:12, Deuteronomy 5:16. "And he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death," from Exodus 21:17 and Leviticus 29. "But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban,' that is to say, given to God, then you no longer allow him to do anything for his father or his mother, making void the word of God by your tradition, which you have handed down. You do many things like this." He called all the multitude to himself and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside of the man that going into him can defile him. But the things which proceed out of the man are those that defile the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." When Jesus had entered into a house away from the multitude, his disciples asked him about the parable. Jesus said to them, "Are you also without understanding? Don't you perceive that whatever goes into the man from outside can't defile him, because it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach? Then into the latrine, making all foods clean?" He said, "That which proceeds out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the hearts of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, sexual sins, murders, thefts, covetings, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, of course, is reading that list, we don't want to live in those ways any longer. We have put off the sinful nature and we have put on you. We have clothed ourselves with you. So, Lord, search our hearts and find those parts of us that defile us, whether it's evil thoughts or adulterous thoughts or sexual sins, murders or murderous thoughts, thefts, coveting what other people have, which leads to theft. Wickedness, deceit, wanting to deceive others, to tell lies, lustful desires, which doesn't necessarily have to do with sex, but it can be with having things and what other people have. An evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. Foolishness is in there. Lord, deliver us from foolishness. These are the things that would defile us. And Lord, I love how you very clearly explain to the Pharisees, although they don't get it, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, that washing from the outside is not going to make you ceremonially clean per se, because your heart is dirty. You can't wash what's inside of you. They needed to come to you, Jesus, to have you wash them from the inside out. Christianity is an inside out endeavor, that we live from the inside. We live from our hearts. If we try to give ourselves rules from the outside, it won't work. And Lord, I keep having to learn this lesson over and over again. I keep trying to superimpose rules upon myself and they never work. And I'm in my flesh trying to keep those rules. And I realize I have to want to change from the inside out. And Lord, the only way I can do that is ask you to come in and help me. So I pray for that, for all of us, that you would come in and do a heart cleaning today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Daily Bible Podcast. You can download the reading plan. They're going through the one-year Bible and a printable reading schedule at Tricia Goyer. And Tricia's with a C, TRICIA Goyer.com/daily-bible-podcast. You can find the podcast by just Googling Daily Bible Podcast and you will find it come up. It's a 10-minute podcast, and Tricia and Michelle will be leading you through chronologically through the Bible. If you're starting right now, you would just go backwards and listen to what they had said. You have about 15 minutes of Bible reading time and 10 minutes of them discussing what they've read. They bring in theology, they bring in practicality, they bring in application. So a great way to read your Bible this year. Thank you, Daily Bible Podcast, for sponsoring Pray Every Day.